Iraq may be what pundits think is the top issue in the upcoming elections, but what do voters think? What is their top issue? The Pew Research Center for People and the Press has done some polling on this, and Carol Doherty from Pew joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You recently polled voters about their top issues. What were they?
Well, when we polled in late September and early October, Iraq, terrorism, and the economy were the top issues. But obviously, it depends on where people live, their own local concerns, their own local issues.
And have the concerns shifted since the last time you polled?
You tend to see terrorism rise and fall, especially among Republicans. President Bush's focus on terrorism beginning shortly after Labor Day or right around Labor Day, you see an uptick in Republican interest in that issue, and that has become more important to Republican voters. Iraq has remained the dominant issue for independent and Democratic voters all year.
And in terms of the economy, compared to previous elections, how does that do?
Well, the economy is a concern. It's not nearly the concern it was, say, in the 1990s, when the recession of the early 90s, and then you had the 94 election. You had crime and the economy as the dominant issues in that election when the Republicans gained control of Congress. It's a different landscape now, much more focused on foreign policy, Iraq, and terrorism.
You know, there have been a lot of stories about when you poll people, yes, they say that Iraq or national issues are of their concern, but then when they get to the voting booths, they're actually voting about their local congressperson and whether or not they like that person.
That's why it's so difficult. Midterm elections are so difficult, especially for national polling organizations. We can pretty well get the national landscape right, but these are 435 individual races, and as you say, character, the candidates themselves, that matters greatly.
Have you done any polling on how the recent scandals in Washington have affected voters, for example, the Congressional Page scandal?
We have not, but we were in the field when the Foley scandal really erupted. And so we cut our field period in half and divided half before the Foley resignation, half after. We showed no difference in the congressional horse race, the generic ballot, as it's called. Democrats were pretty far ahead by 13 points before Foley resigned, and they were ahead just as far after Foley's resignation. So it doesn't seem to have had an impact on the congressional race itself.
You have another poll out that shows that Democratic voters are more motivated, a lot more motivated than Republican voters this election season. Tell us about that.
Well, what we're seeing is very high levels of engagement among Democratic voters. Republican voters are flat compared to recent elections, not any more enthused about voting, not any less enthused, but really the stories on the Democratic side. They're giving a lot more thought to the election, and they say they're more enthusiastic about voting.
And do they say why?
Well, you can certainly infer from strong opposition to President Bush, that frustration with the government generally, that is driving these numbers up, and the opposition to war in Iraq, obviously.
Carol Doherty of the Pew Research Center for People and the Press, thank you.
Thank you.